It's a new mode of transport in Lebanon's impoverished north. A new reality in a country where nearly 80% of people are poor. Tuk-tuks are becoming more popular as the high cost of living changes the way of life.
Life has become very difficult, so we are always looking for ways to save money. And it's half the price to use tuk-tuks instead of cars.
It's been 3 years since the economy collapsed. Already vulnerable, the global rise in food and fuel prices has worsened Lebanon's situation. Politicians blamed for decades of corruption and mismanagement are failing to agree on a recovery plan.
For most of Lebanon's people, life has changed. Basic necessities are unaffordable, especially since the cash-strapped state ended subsidies on basic goods.
In a country that imports nearly everything, food price inflation is among the highest in the world. People's diets have changed.
We used to sell between 200 to 300 chickens a day. Now we sell about 50. Sales have been affected across the board, whether vegetables or even clothes.
Bread, a main staple, is 6 times more expensive as production costs spiral. Power cuts last most of the day. Not everyone can afford diesel for private generators. Others switch to wood stoves since a gas cylinder costs half of the minimum monthly wage.
People are returning to old traditions, but we have to use wood because we are affected by the fuel and electricity crisis.
Millions like Rami Awake can't rely on their savings because banks have locked depositors from their dollar accounts, or funds they can access are worth less. That's why the local currency, the lira, devalued against the dollar by more than 90%.
I used to get paid $13.50 an hour. We had a good life. We used to afford to eat at restaurants. Now, my pay is worth less than $2 an hour. We can't even attend funerals because we can't afford transportation.
The crisis has pushed the middle class into poverty, and as long as politicians refuse steps to make the economy viable again, it's likely to sink even deeper. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Bibneen, North Lebanon.